Klal Yisrael suffered a tremendous, tremendous loss this afternoon. I'm sure everyone here in this room has heard of Rav Avadia, the name. I'm sure much Torah has been quoted in his name. I want to share with you that we join Klal Yisrael in understanding the tremendous tzar that has befallen us, and that we take the moment to be serious and mature and to participate. To speak about somebody like Rav Avadia, you know, who's a personality that was a larger-than-life personality in so many different ways. The Gemara that we just learned, my shir yesterday, and I assume most of the shirim also have just learned this more recently, more in Shabbos. Chacham Shemes HaKol Krovav, that a Chacham who dies, everybody's considered to be a relative of his. Or it says HaKol Krovav Salka Daito. We're not actually relatives, but we're relatives in the sense that everybody is a chiyuv to participate in the mourning of a Chacham Shemes. Rav Avadia in his sefer Chazon Avadia in Hilchos Avelos, he defines a Chacham as a person you can ask a question anywhere in Torah and he can answer the question. Certainly he qualifies. And I feel totally unworthy, and I'm not just saying the things that are meant to be said. I really feel uncomfortable speaking about him, but I was told that it's a chiyuv, so I agreed to say a few words. The famous story Rabbi Shmuel was telling us over lunch today. Rabbi Avadia was a child. He made it Aliyah with his family when he was 3 years old from Baghdad to Yerushalayim. And he was a kid. He learned in Yeshiva Purat Yosef, where, not in the same location, but the yeshiva that the Levaya is going to take place in this evening. And his father was a shopkeeper, and Rav Avadia as a child used to go every day to yeshiva like every kid. And one day he didn't show up in yeshiva. And Rosh Hashiva of Ezra Atiyah asked, you know, where's Avadia? Somebody told him, you know, he would go ask his father. He goes to the store to find, you know, where's Rav Avadia? He's missing. And lo and behold, Rav Avadia was helping his father in the store. His father needed help. You know, the family was very, very poor. They had nothing. And his father needed his son's help to run the business. So the next day, Rav Ezra Atiyah, so first thing in the morning, he appeared on the scene at that store, and Chaim Avadia's father turns to him, the Rosh Yeshiva. So, Rebbe, you know, how can I help you? What are you doing here? He said, I came to work. He's like, no, like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I heard you need help in the store. I'm here to work. He's like, no, I have my son. My son's gonna help me. My son helps me in the store. He's like, no, your son, he has to go to yeshiva. He's going to be one day in the future, he's going to be the Gadol Hador. And so he has to be in yeshiva, and I'll help you work. So Rav Avadia's father understood that he didn't really have a choice in the matter, and he sent them both back to the yeshiva. And lo and behold, you know, that's exactly what happened. The Gadol Hador, the Gadol in Torah, you know, anybody, I was just thinking about it just now, I think that if there's like one name in my life that I mention, words that I've said besides like the names of my immediate family members, like one person who I've, whose name I've spoken more than anybody else, it's definitely Rav Avadia. No suffix. Rav Avadia is a name that I say, you know, dozens of times every single day. Gadol Hador in Torah, anybody who's seen Sfarim, Yabia Omer and Yechaveh Das, Chazon Ovadia and Maor Yisrael, Sfarim, you know, cover every inch of Torah. There's nothing left, no stone left unturned. I was zocheh to hear of Avadia a number of times, and I just want to share with you two short experiences that I had with him that maybe speak to two very, very important qualities that he had. When I was Shunabet in the Vaseret, so that was the first time I went to hear Rav Avadia. He used to say a shir every Motzei Shabbos in the shul in the Shkunat HaBukharim near Mei Sharim, Yazdin. I remember it was a shir on Hilchos Pesach, or right before Pesach, and he must have said 100 times in that shir, you know, for Svardim Zuchuchid Eino Bolea Veino Polet. It was the first thing I understood from the whole shir, I think. I never forgot it. So when I was Shunabet, I went to his house to daven. He used to have a minyan in his apartment every day. You could go there, you know, you'd see, it was phenomenal, thousands of Sfarim, literally wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling Sfarim in a rather large Beis Medrash shul area of his apartment when he first came in. I happened to, they made a documentary about him that I saw a year or two ago. He used to have this minug that I forgot which politician it was, some minister in the government of the past was telling a story about he went to visit Rav Avadia once, and apparently this was common fare. So Rav Avadia said to him, you can come into my office over here, my Beis Medrash, take any sefer off of any shelf and open it to any page you want. Just tell me what page it is, I'll tell you what it says on that page. Who could imagine such a thing? So the guy went to take off a Gemara from the shelves, and the people there told him, "Why? Don't take a Gemara, he's known that he's 18 years old, you know, like everybody over here. Take something, you know, geschmack, take something that's going to show really what he's got." You know, could you imagine walking to the base measures upstairs? So he tells you, take any safer, and he's got more sperm than we have upstairs in the base measures. Take any safer off of any shelf, and he'll open up to any page you want, he'll tell you what it says. Not what it's about, he'll tell you the words on the page. Imagine such a thing. It's like totally beyond us. It happened to be that time when I was at his house at the end of my Shunabet, so I had a very aggressive roommate who pushed his way right up to the front, dragging me behind him. And he said, Harav, Harav, Achamer Shali, Chozer Latzot Habrit, you know, maybe he could get a bracha. And he gave me a bracha. He held my hand, one hand in my hand, one hand on my head. He gave me a nice long bracha. It was really great. I was like on a high for a long time afterwards. And as I was picking up my head, out of nowhere, I was picking up my head, boom! Like three smacks. And I'm not saying like taps. Smacks, hard. Right in my face. I didn't know what to do. Like, you know, like... And then people explained to me afterwards, you know, like, that's his move. That was his move. And you could see, like, videos and pictures. Like, he's got, like, these old rabbis with long white beards, like, and he's got his, like, hand like this, you know, mid-smack. I think the last time that I heard him speak, no, maybe it was the second to last time, that I heard him speak was 2 Yom Ha'atzma'uts ago. My chavrus at the time was also a big Rav Avadia Chassid, And we decided, Ravadi has a long tshuva in Yabia Omer. Anybody who's interested in seeing a little bit of the synthesis between his halacha and his hashkafa, I urge you, you know, Ravadi for me, is so he formed everything about my Torah perspective, basically. From halacha to hashkafa. And this tshuva was really a formative tshuva for me. If you want to look at this tshuva about saying Hallel and Yom Ha'atzmaut, it's a beautiful, beautiful tshuva. Both in terms of the halacha and the hashkafa that he expresses there. So we went on Yom Ha'atzmaut, to Yom Ha'atzmaut to go to Daven to Rav Avadia. Went to see, he says Hallel, he doesn't say Hallel, you know, what goes on over there? So it happened to be that, I don't know if he always did this, but it happened to be he did not say Hallel that year. He said he didn't say Tachman, there's no Hallel. But after davening, he spoke for about 15 minutes about Am Yisrael, about Eretz Yisrael. He told stories about how during the 1967 war and the 1973 war, he went up and down the country visiting soldiers, being Mechazik soldiers. Appreciating all of the different things that Am Yisrael as a whole have to offer each other. Even though towards the end of his life his hashkafas were expressed in a little bit more harsher tone, it's pashut that his essence was an essence, his personality was a personality that was one of achdus, in the sense that his hashkafas were open hashkafas, inclusive hashkafas. The first time I was ever heard of a Rav Avadia, my grandfather, Olav HaShalom, who I never met, but I don't remember him, I was a little kid when he died. So he wrote a sefer, a Sephardic, you know, Moroccan from the old country. He wrote a sefer, he was a paitan, piutimu bakashot. So my first introduction to Rav Avadia was a haskama that he wrote to the sefer. Beautiful haskama. I always wanted to, you know, I always had a dream of taking the sefer to him, and I did, which I actually did to Rav Bakshi Doron, Sheyichya, to ask him to tell him some stories about my grandfather, which I never, unfortunately, had the opportunity to do. Even though I did try once, I knocked on his door and almost got in, which is another story. It feels like, even though obviously I didn't have a personal connection to him in the sense that it wasn't reciprocal, but it feels like almost like a personal loss. And like Chazal say, Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper on the door. So Mir Tashem, it should be a kapar for all of us, for all of Klal Yisrael. And we shouldn't know any more tzaros.